Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Ah, man. So, I've been watching the Gerard Carmichael show. And the first two episodes, I want to just really just put out there. Super gay, just like mad gay, like gayer than like frolicking through a flowery meadow. It was very homosexual. Like, the guy is like just a thought, but like for dick. So those are the first two episodes. First two episodes is like, hey, you know, I'm gay. And then second episode is just him like cheating on his boyfriend with other dudes. Now, I'm watching the third episode, and it's just about him being a terrible friend. And by the way, he's a terrible friend. Like, the guy that he grew up with, who's like seemingly his best friend, like, he missed the wedding because he was eating a hot dog. In a tuxedo. And like, you know, it was just like he didn't adhere to the time restraints and time schedule of said wedding. Matter of fact, I think he was the best man of this wedding. He didn't adhere to the dress code that, you know, his best friend, the groom, put in place. He didn't adhere to that. Because he's like, oh, this shirt's not Tom Ford. And I gotta get a Tom Ford suit. And it's just like very, very selfish behavior. Then his like this best friend who's a female who's trying to become an actor. Right, you know, I think she moves in with him and, you know, and she's hoping to become big, like, well, not big. She's just trying to break into acting, and you know, she's taking acting classes and she's doing all this other shit. And he doesn't have the heart to tell her, like, look, I'm not really comfortable with you moving in with me. So what he does is he gets her an apartment. A very expensive apartment, and he only pays for 1 month. So, mind you, hey, you know, you get somebody an apartment, you put it in your name, you know, but you only pay for 1 month, and expecting this person who's she's pursuing her dream to become an actor, and you don't tell her that it's only for a month. So, anyway. So the motherfucker's a terrible friend. And mind you, I'm recording this like at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I started thinking about how bad of a friend I am. I'm a bad friend. You know. I'm rarely there for my friends when they need me. And I'm selfish with my time. You know, I rarely make time for people in my life. Like today, I was at work and I made a joke saying that, you know, I'm going to have a very lightly attended funeral. And yeah, I said it in jest, but, you know, a lot of jokes come from truth. And I think about my boy Macho. I'm talking about, you know, when he passed, I took it hard. You know, the guy was like a brother to me. Loved him. Loved him, loved him, loved him. And there's a part of me that feels if I was around more, he'd be around. I would be able to talk to him. I would have been able to be with him to help him avoid certain situations. And he could have been around to help me avoid certain situations. It's just, I guess it's just survivor's guilt. And I think about his funeral, and I think about the wake. And man, this dude was loved. He was loved and he was respected. And the lives that dude touched. I'm talking about the line for the viewing. Like, it was like around the block. Like, I'm not, this is not hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating a bit. It was down the block. And of course he had his brotherhood, you know. Yeah, he was a founding member of a car club, and he had that brotherhood. He had his football brotherhood. He's just like very loved guy. And you know, my kid's mom once told me, "She goes, I can tell that he loves you because of how he treats you." And I don't know if I ever showed him that same love. And it's something I got to deal with every day. It's something I got to live with and think about and just, you know, contemplate for the rest of my days. You know, I have a homegirl, Nadia, who we stopped talking and we stopped being cool because I got caught up with my life. You know, her father got really, really bad. He got really, really sick, and her time where she needed a friend, I was nowhere. Like, I didn't hit her up, I didn't check on dad, like I didn't, you know. I didn't put her needs above mine. And that's another friendship lost. You know, I have, you know, my boy, my best friend. I've known him at this point for 30 plus years. And we still communicate. I'm sure he listens to the show. Matter of fact, I know he listens to the show because, you know, we talk about it often. Very supportive dude. He's very supportive, very loving. And I'm lucky to have him. But there was like a point in time where I don't think we talked for like above a superficial conversation. And you know, I think a couple of years back we hashed it out, you know, because we both lost a friend, our boy Jonesy, Chris. And I think we bonded on that, of losing somebody so close to us that it's like losing a brother. Because he took his loss hard. But again, like I'm watching this doofy show, and it gives me thoughts and feelings that, or it helped me realize that I'm a bad friend, that I'm a selfish person. And nobody intends to be that. Like, no, there's no kid that grows up going, you know what I'm going to be when I grow up? Selfish. You know? I'm trying to change that. I want to change that. But it's hard. It's hard because, you know, I get super busy. I get super busy with work, with my girl, with my kids, you know, and I forget that there's other people in my life that want to see me, want to spend time with me. And sometimes it feels like I can't be bothered. You know, like I have family I haven't seen in years. And it makes you think, like, do you truly feel love in the proper way if you don't display it? You know, I turned 41 this year. You know, I'm running out of tomorrows. And I don't want time to go by without telling the people that I hold dear to me, tell them how much I appreciate them, and tell them how much I love them. And I want to be there for them more. So that's what this show, this particular episode did for me. Like his selfishness, like his blatant selfishness that he displayed in the show was so flagrant. It made me realize that, damn, am I that bad? Am I that much of an asshole? Am I that selfish that I don't hold my friends' feelings in regard? Do I expect everybody to cope with things like I cope through? Like for example, you know, when I'm going through, you know, one of my episodes, or when I fall into a funk, I should say, you know, I'm very transparent of the mental issues that I deal with. I just shut down. I become quiet. I become distant. And I forget that not everybody deals with things the same as I do. Sometimes I feel like I'm a bad boyfriend. You know, because there's times where, you know, she's trying to open up to me, and like I don't necessarily know how to react or how to respond. except with like pure logic. Like, you know, she's trying to open up emotionally to me, and I just respond with logic, with just cold hard math and, you know, scenarios or solutions, whatever. And sometimes a person just needs to be in the feelings. Me, I've somewhat mastered the art of suppression. Suppressing my feelings for so long that, like, when it builds up, like, I have, like, scheduled cry sessions, like, Saturday mornings randomly. Like, a couple of weeks back, I was working throughout the week, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to cry on Saturday. Like, I feel it. I feel I'm going to cry on Saturday. It was stupid. It was stupid. It was a mom making pancakes for a kid. It's like a picture, an AI-generated picture of a mother making pancakes for her son. Made me cry. So my emotions, they bubble up when I least expect it. And I forget that a lot of people just like to vent so it doesn't bubble up. But I carry a lot of shit with me. And in order for me to navigate my life, I believe I've learned how to disassociate myself and just see the logic in things. I look at a problem and try to find a solution. I approach problems as annoyances, not as a trauma, as I should. Because, you know, I try not to get angry, and I've been very good lately with letting things go and not becoming angry. But I do get annoyed very quickly. Anyway, I'm digressing. But, like, yeah, it's just like, you know, I've lived my life as a loner for such a long time that it's hard to accept anybody in my life that truly cares for me. And again, it's like, you know, I lost a guy that was, at one point, like, he and I were closer than my actual brothers. And I love my brothers. Like, this is not a slight on them. But, you know, we all had our different paths. We all started living our different lives. So, like, I was constantly around. Like, we were constantly hanging out. We would go out together, you know, we would chill together. I think one of my semesters, I think I failed the semester of college because I wasn't even going to class. I was just going to his house and chilling. He would call me like at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. He's like, yo, let's go to IHOP and let's go buy a TV at the Wiz. I'm like, God damn, nigga, like, what the fuck? He goes, yeah, don't worry about it, man. I'm picking you up at 6. So it's all the way down to Clinton. Like, God damn. And then, like, we did, and that's just the shit that we did. And so, you know, I think this year, and it's still early in the year, it's still April. I have time this year to put forth an earnest effort to become a better friend to the people that I care about, to be a better boyfriend, just be a better brother. To some, like, just not to everybody. You know, because fuck that. It's too many people for me to allow in. You know, I got to focus on the ones that really, really matter to me. So, I don't know. It's easier said than done, because again, I do realize I'm a selfish person. I do put my needs and my feelings before others, regardless of what the situation or if they're down or not. I tend to turn things around and make it about me. The earthy chicks will call that a narcissist. Like, these bitches have, like, mal de ojo, like the evil eye bracelets and necklaces for niggas like me. There's a whole crystal section for dudes like me of how just unaware I am of other people, of other people's emotions, of in their plight. Like, I used to say I was an empath. I'm an empath. I'm empathetic. I'm really not. I'm not. Because, like, I don't know. if you're crying, I'm like, oh, you're crying. I'm sorry. Sorry that you're crying. I wonder if I was always like this. Because I don't remember. I don't remember anything past of who I am now. I know somewhere down the line, I changed somewhere. But I just don't know or remember when it was. But something definitely changed. So, all that to say this. I want everyone to be more empathetic to your close circle, to the people that you really care about. Because you never know what they're going through. You never know. They might need you to vent, to talk, to be there. Not for you to talk and talk to them. They want you to listen or just be around. Maybe you could save their life. Maybe. Just a quick text and quick hello, or just popping up, would change a person's whole way of thinking or how they're feeling. Or they might feel a relief that somebody's there. Somebody that they care about, somebody that they love is there to hear them out. Somebody's in their corner. Somebody's not going to lie to them. Somebody that's not going to hide from them is there at their time of need. And I want to take this time to tell my homegirl, Nadia, that I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. to my boy Dennis. I'm sorry that I wasn't there for you. And Macho, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you. Be the voice of reason. So, yeah, man, you know, I guess I decided just to record this just to get this off my chest, man. Believe me, like, next episode is going to be all funnies. Believe me, I'm going to, like, walk this whole shit up. Like, hey, why did a chicken cross the road? Because, yeah, shit like that. But, and my girl, you know what? I forgot to apologize to her and to my girl. I'm sorry that I'm not always the voice of understanding or the ears or the shoulder to cry on. Not always. I am sometimes, but not always. And to everybody, I'm going to try to do better. And I want everybody who feels they're the same boat as me, I challenge you to do better and be better. I promise next episode is just like nothing but dad jokes. Nothing but, you know, it's been a while since I got somber on the show. So, yep, there's that. It's spring. It didn't help that it was raining today too. So, like, I'm in my feelings. Like, I woke up to turn because I couldn't sleep. I woke up, turned on HBO Max, started watching that shit. And here I am, therapizing myself in front of y'all, in front of the tens of people listening to the podcast. And I appreciate y'all too. And I love y'all too. I promise, like, next episode, inappropriate jokes all day. Until then, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.